This podcast episode is brought to you by my Business Basics class. I teach you the 8 essential steps to get your business legal and legit so you can watch it bloom. You'll learn the basics of what is an LLC and the first steps to opening one up, opening a business bank account, how to find an accountant, what is bookkeeping and how can you do it yourself to save some money, what contracts and legal documents to consider and where you can buy them, the starting point for saving for your retirement, how to find a financial advisor, and where to start looking for business insurance. When you avoid getting all these ducks in a row, you are risking getting sued, paying more in taxes, and missing out on turning your income into more money. Head to jessicawhitaker.co/businessbasics to enroll. Hey, photographer, Jessica Whitaker here. Welcome to the Build and Bloom Photography Podcast. In this episode, I am joined by Tamber Belko, who runs a virtual assistant agency. A virtual assistant, also known as a VA, is someone that you bring in to aid in tasks in your business without having to hire a employee or a subcontractor. So her virtual assistant agency is North American based and Fair Pay, and I've actually worked with them for 2.5 years, and I was referred from a friend. Virtual assistants can do anything behind the scenes in your business that you either want to do but just haven't had the time to complete. So maybe there's a welcome guide PDF that's been sitting in drafts on Canva and you just haven't had the chance to finish it. And they can also do the daily repetitive tasks that you have to do in your business, like emails, Instagram, or even they can help start and run new projects like beginning a podcast or a YouTube channel. This episode is a holy grail episode, and I am so happy to finally have Tamber on. She is so busy, and she would have been my first episode of this season if I had it my way, because this is something that I'm very passionate about and I talk to my peers and friends about all the time. And whenever they hear about a virtual assistant, it blows their mind. So consider this like a voice memo from me to you, because I have repeated myself so many times on this topic that I just need to streamline it myself and make it into an episode so I can share with you and to my peers. So I also want to talk about the price point, because it is something that is a lower cost than investing in workshops and more education, where it's like, okay, in order for us to grow our business, I have to learn more and consume more. And remember that I'm saying this from somebody who does have paid education. There comes a point where the implementation of those courses is not going to happen because you have so much other things happening in the behind the scenes of your business. And so hiring a VA for even $200 a month to help you run your business might be a better use of money than spending $400, $500, $1,000 on a course. Tamber has curated a team of highly qualified virtual assistants who specialize in anything that you as a photographer need help with. She understands the challenges that us entrepreneurs face, and she's made it her mission to remove the guesswork and the overwhelm from the process. Her team is the village that entrepreneurs have been searching for, and she's dedicated to ensuring their success. In this episode, we are going to cover how to truly identify the tasks that you want to hand off, how to find VAs who share your vision and values, and just being able to finally ditch the fear of perfection, letting go of tasks that are keeping you back from scaling your business. We'll also talk about how to find a virtual assistant, but Tamber does have her own agency, and if you're interested, I will have it linked in the show notes down below. You can mention my name for 10% off, or that you listen from this podcast. I will have her information linked down below. And again, you can mention my name for 10% off. Let's get into the show, or should I say into my voice memo.
Tamber, I am so happy that you are on the Build and Bloom podcast, because I know that this is going to be a holy grail episode.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. And this is obviously one of my most favorite topics to talk about, because I feel like we start our business, we're like always in belief that like this is something we get to just do as entrepreneurs. And one of the most exciting and scary parts about your business is like growing a team, right? And bringing people on. And so it can be really scary because sometimes it's hard to let go of the reins and you don't know exactly what that's going to look like. But it's so exciting to know like the expansion and scaling and all those pieces are coming. So a virtual assistant is you know, it's different than hiring an employee, different in like cost, expectation, and it really can work for you. So a virtual assistant is just somebody in the online space who's essentially a service provider that can support you with client care, social media, tech, design, you know, preparation, all of those things that you're kind of wearing all the hats with behind the scenes. And so hiring someone virtual gives you a lot of flexibility. It helps you to reach service providers all over and really find somebody who's going to fit with your business and have the expertise to back you so you can really step into your zone of genius.
And can virtual assistants even help photographers, which seems very niche in like artistic realm?
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, photography is a huge industry for virtual assistants. And they can be just as much of an asset as like somebody on site with you, right? Because there's so many things that goes into your job outside of shooting, right? You know this, right? All the editing, the client communication, booking systems, all of those different tracking pieces, your social media, your marketing, all of those things. So there's a lot of different ways that you can intricately pull in a virtual assistant, and how you find one that specifically handles the things that you're looking to offload plays a big role and can be so supportive to photographers.
For those who might be listening and have heard of virtual assistants before, but they've only heard it in the context of people saying that they're hiring somebody overseas for super low pay and it just feels really unethical, can we talk about what you do at your agency and how they're all US-based, fair pay, everything?
Absolutely. So it's actually really awesome because I have found that, I agree. I think people sometimes have a misrepresentation of what a virtual assistant is, through maybe dealing with like automated systems and talking with people and, you know, different businesses you've engaged in the corporate world and the online space, and in my agency specifically, we really focus on pairing you with somebody who's going to be able to support you. So it's really important that they're in your time zone, that they understand your business and background, that they can match that tonality. So all of our virtual assistants are US-based in that sense for our US clients. And we also have virtual assistants in Canada for our clients that are in Canada. And we do also even incorporate people that, like, I've got a couple of VAs that are in the Philippines as well for design, and they sit in their zone of genius. So I think that's really huge too, is that there's so much reach no matter what you do. It's not as stereotypical like your thought process and like what's been discussed. There's so much in the background that can be done, and it really comes down to the support that you need. And it's really, and we get to charge in a way that works for our clients. And I think that's a really different part of my business is, you know, there's a lot of educators and people out there that are really like fit in this box, do things this way. And I'm really solution oriented. So I love to work with my clients at the capacity that they're at and ebb and flow and grow with them. And our packages resemble that. And we also then get to offer opportunities because it doesn't matter if you're in the US or the Philippines, you get paid the same way at our agency. So, and a fair rate is so important because you know, what's really most important is that you have, that our clients have somebody on their side who is invested in the work, right? And oftentimes virtual assistants, especially the ones that I hire, are really wanting to be the cornerstone for the CEO. They're really wanting to be that level of support to make the things that happen in the background happen. And I think that that's so crucial because everyone's role is so important. So, I think there's just so much opportunity. And when you realize it's based on your needs and what you're looking for, and you find someone who can fit that, then it can just be a game changer.
One question that I think everybody is wondering is how much does it cost?
Yeah, definitely. So, and you know, obviously it varies service provider to service provider. I mean, you can find somebody for $15 an hour. You can find someone for $50 an hour. Like there's a broad range. The way that we work at our agency is you have the option. It's about $25 to $30 an hour, maybe up to $45 if you're in tech. But we allow you to break that down into packages as small as 5 hours. So, and you know, that feels like, well, wow, 5 hours, how far is that going to get me? But actually when you're looking at just being billed and isolating the tasks of what you need the VA to complete, that can go a long way. I have lots of clients that we manage their YouTube, we manage their communities, we do admin, do their email management, scheduling, and they average maybe 10 hours per month. So, you know, you're looking at, I mean, it's, you know, obviously it's an investment in your business, but it can be anywhere from $150 to you know, $600 a month, just depending on what you need. And something that's really different about what we do is that like we don't have our hours or packages ever expire. So you can buy a unit of hours and you can use that as needed. Sometimes like a lot of our clients, their hard hitting fourth quarter is very busy. And then the summer things really slow down. And so that allows that to happen for them too. So you don't ever have to feel the pressure of like filling a role, right? Or like having an employee, which is so different when hiring a virtual assistant.
For example, for me, I just switched over from, I believe, 10 hours to six and then, or 10 to eight. And then I was like, actually I want to take one task off that I found just wasn't, when I looked at the data, wasn't a good use of the hours. And so had nothing to do with the VA, but then I went down to six. So, and I believe at one point, a year ago, 2 years ago, I was at a higher amount of hours, maybe like 10 or so. I don't know if you remember, but for me, what my virtual assistant does at the moment, it from reducing the hours now, is the Facebook group community management. And she's been with me for, what do you say, since the pandemic, about?
Yeah, for about 2.5 years.
2.5 years. She's really amazing. And she is like basically assigned to me, right? So I don't have a plethora of VAs who are working on all these different tasks. Rather, my virtual assistant, she gets really familiar in what I'm doing with photography and in my niche, and then is able to understand like my voice and like what kind of copy to use. And I've created lots of templates too for her, but she's really intuitive. And I think that's the benefit of having one or two people on your team versus having five different people to handle five different tasks. So for example, she will add members into the Facebook group. And let me back up. The biggest thing that I was struggling with was the Facebook group, because it would take me about three hours a day just to add people in and to moderate it. So that was the first task that I knew that I needed help with. So she approves people into the group, but with the group, we have two questions that they ask. One's an email, one's an Instagram. So we'll go, she'll import them into a spreadsheet, and then once a week or so, import it into the email sequence. And then we were doing following people on Instagram and sending them a message, a welcome message, but I found that it just wasn't converting very well. So that's why I downgraded to a lower, to less hours, because the Instagram isn't where I want to put my focus, right? So it's like you have this ability to tailor it. And then she goes into the group, she approves posts, and there's a few kind of posts that you have to get familiar with. What is people doing self-promotion versus asking questions versus this versus that? And so she becomes really familiar with that, and then also answering questions. So I have a huge Google Doc of, I mean, I've been doing this Facebook group for years and years, so I've become really familiar with what questions people do ask the most. And so we have a Google Doc template that we're able to modify, and she just pulls from the template and responds. So then for me, I have more time to work on other areas of my business. And then she also was in my Instagram answering DMs, answering questions in that regard. But I just found that with Instagram, when I looked at the data, people just weren't interacting the same way that they do on Facebook. So it's like, okay, let's pivot in the next package and just do less hours to focus just on the Facebook group. But when I was doing online courses, I had Utamber helping, and my VA, and a few more people who kind of, one person was like a website designer who helped with the landing page. There's so many different elements. You guys could do Facebook ads too, but I actually had a separate Facebook ad person that then your team worked in conjunction with. And so, and that's probably when I had a larger amount of hours. And so just as your business grows, and also as like the quarters go on, and sometimes as photographers, you have, well, not even sometimes, as photographers, you have your really busy seasons and then your slower seasons. And my VA also does a lot of the podcast management with guests and coordinating them on the calendar, getting questions from them, making sure they submit their questions in time, and then pitching me for other podcasts. And with that, she's created, for example, a one sheet that's just for podcasts that talks about myself, Build and Bloom and different speaker topics. And she designed that. That goes with all my branding. So when you start to hear these different things that they can do, think about how it could implement into your photography business. If you want to have a welcome guide PDF, or maybe you've had a welcome guide drafted in your Canva for a few months and you just haven't finished it, a VA can come in and finish it, but then also set up an email sequence for that, or go into your HoneyBook and set up all different automations for your photography business. So with all that being said, it's like, as we're approaching the lesser busy season, a slower season, and you might be considering and investing in a mastermind, or which usually a mastermind is a scam, you guys, I can attest to it, but a mastermind or a $1,000 education course, consider instead putting that money into these other things in your business, that the implementation of the business, rather than more education that you might not end up actually implementing, because there's so many other pieces behind the scenes that we haven't worked on. So you can see that it can just help so much. So this is kind of the spiel that, you guys, I just wanted to do this episode because it's like, this is the spiel that I give all my friends and my peers who are struggling. And I'm like, have you heard about hiring a VA? And I just thought it's like such an important holy grail episode that we really need to talk about, because you could be wasting money on education when you should be putting it. And I have education myself. So I'm saying, like, for real, instead of spending the $1,000 on this course or $500 or whatever it might be, or joining this mastermind that's going to be a high ticket, hiring a VA for 6 hours a month might be actually the solution of what you need.
I love that. And I just want to touch on what you said there, because I think it's so huge. I think it's really great. When we started with you, we came in and we did have a heavier package that really leaned into getting the Facebook group and getting your VA familiar and getting the podcast management going.
Yeah.
And once you guys found systems and a flow for that, then we were able to add Instagram and YouTube, and then we were able to pivot into these other things. And now you're able to reduce the hours. And that just shows how much, like, it can ebb and flow with you and how it can be so solution oriented to what you need. And really bringing a VA in and creating systems of efficiency can then on the return reduce your hours and allow you to then, like, later in the year invest in course support or ads or whatever that looks like, because you're able to really just, like, fill the buckets of these foundations, get those systems in place, finalized to where they don't have to be touched a whole lot, or it really brings the VA's time down on it, and then refocus those hours in different places to go along with what your business focus is. So
100%.
I just think that's, like, totally a game changer. And that's why we're so flexible, because businesses are always changing, right? Like, the industry is always changing, and there's a lot of things that are core and the same. So as long as we're pouring into our foundation and really pivoting with as our, like, sales strategies and different things pivot to, then having that support is just so crucial. So I think that there's two buckets you should look at, right? Like, does this make sense? Like, if I'm investing my time into this, like, what does that make sense cost-wise, like, energetically? I think that's a huge part. And then, like, what am I finding myself, like you said, procrastinating and not doing? What has been literally on my mind and list every time I look at my business goals and it never makes it into the calendar? Because we can, you know, anticipate that maybe we'll find a pocket for it, or we'll feel inspired, or we can just understand that, like, that's not a priority right now for us. And there's obviously things that are taking precedent: getting back to clients, wanting to have timely customer service, getting back to leads, you know, all of those things. So I think really identifying, what are you doing daily? Like, if you just sat down in your day and wrote out kind of like just a brain dump of what you do every day, what do you absolutely despise? Like, do you hate opening up Canva to change colors and change your graphics around for your Instagram post? Or when you open your email inbox, are you, you know, just overwhelmed because there's so many inquiries and you need to reply to them? Do you need help with ordering? Like, is there something you could quickly film, like, a Loom video on and show somebody how to do it and then have them do it 10 times over? Is it that welcome sequence you've been waiting for? Like, there's so many ways you can bring that in. I think a big one, especially for photographers and people who are using systems like HoneyBook and other CRM systems, is, like, setting up that initial automation. That's another thing that's really great about hiring a virtual assistant. You can have someone that supports you and is ongoing and you're kind of your right-hand person. You can also come in for just projects and say, hey, set up my workflow. And so when somebody comes in as a lead, they get, you know, a welcome email. They kind of get walked through the steps. When they sign up as a client, they get their contract and a welcome email. And there's like a follow-up in 30 days for a testimonial or a review. Like, what are ways that we can make your job easier? And then definitely taking those things off the plate where you're like, if I have to do this one more time, I'm not going to. So that's definitely how we can support.
Or even for the people who, you said that people who you're getting so many inquiries that you're really overwhelmed, somebody could be listening, but like, well, I wish that was me. I don't have a lot of inquiries. Is somebody who doesn't have a lot of inquiries, could they still benefit or not so much? What does that look like?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a great question. I think that it's important to have like a good understanding, a little bit of being in the mud, right? Like doing some of the stuff yourself so you can know how you want it done. Every business is going to look differently. And again, you can bring somebody in at the capacity that you're available for. So if it's, you know, if you're hesitant because maybe you aren't getting a lot of inquiries, you're trying to grow your business. There are so many tasks that come on the front end of that, like lead generation, blog writing, social media management, getting it, you know, getting out there in your community, maybe doing outreach to like your local chamber of commerce and seeing if they have space for a photographer, or they may be offering like a free mini session to get leads, or maybe creating a lead magnet, right? Like five different like pictures to take with your family this fall.
Like an email opt-in.
Yeah, like an opt-in. Exactly. So one, there is ways that we can help you generate leads and generate that type of interest, and help you with marketing too from the digital marketing side. So you can definitely bring somebody in. But I think it's really time to bring someone in when you're just like, these are things that I should be doing and I'm not doing them because I'm not necessarily sure how to allocate the time to them or how to get them done. Service providers do come with a lot of expertise and strategy. And so that can be really helpful. And I think that touches a little bit about what you said earlier, which is like, education's important. And by all means, we invested it at certain times, like there is a time. But if you continue to learn, you continue to see other people, you're continuing to watch these strategies and these different pieces, and you have just no idea how to put it together, bring someone in who that's their strong suit.
Yeah.
I love working with my clients for that reason, because they're amazing photographers. They're awesome doctors. They're all these different people where I'm like, I could never do that. And I get to come in and build that out strategically with them, which is another big thing at our agency that I really pride myself is like helping map out the how, if you bring me the what, because I think that's so important for small business owners like myself and like my clients. So just really identifying what you can outsource by looking at your day. And I always tell people, like, pick two or three things. Like, everyone, like, again, you don't have to have a minimum, usually, depending on who you go with. But just pick two or three things, outsource them, see what that feels like. Maybe it's your Canva, do you have your branding together? If you don't have your branding in one place, that might be where your VA starts. They go into your Canva, they start collecting your colors, they make, you know, your hex codes on a mood board, and they like put that together for you. Once you start offloading a few tasks, I think you can attest this, Jessica, then you start realizing, take this, take that, take this, take that. It becomes much easier because you understand the flow and your virtual assistant starts to know you. A good virtual assistant is going to understand your tonality, understand your business, and work to put those pieces together, whether that's through SOPs or creating an FAQ doc, or like, you know, Jessica had an amazing one. So it made it possible for her VA to come in and really help her on all these different platforms. I mean, there's just so many tools and ways that we can work together. And I think that's the beauty of it, is it's really a partnership.
What does SOP mean?
Yes. So standard operating procedures. So we do pull a little in from corporate. This is really important. Like, this is also a great way to identify like what you need to do, in my opinion. But like, if so, what happens? Somebody emails you because they're interested in working with you. Like, then what? Like, how do you set up what are the next steps that they take? Yeah. How do they book on your calendar? How do they pay you? Like, having those things written out, and what can you automate and look really like, make look the most professional? I know for me, when I'm like looking for a service, anything that's just like really quick and smooth and easy makes it so much easier for me. It takes the thought process out of it. I'm willing to pay and sign up and take quick action. So like, how can we automate things?
And also for people who are further along in their business, they're full-time, and maybe they're even a wedding photographer who's making, you know, a really good income off of it, and they're wanting to pivot into a new space, whether that's education or just starting a podcast, a new project on a new platform, having a VA can help aid in that. So for example, I've actually started teaching on how to do YouTube for photographers, and it's kind of like just a one-on-one call, you know, where I have my brain dump, basically a lesson plan, and then I'll personalize all the notes and send them to them after with the resources and stuff. But it's like, I just did a call with one of my friends. I mostly just offer it to my friends and to my peers, so I'm not really advertising it. So I had my friend who's a wedding photographer. She's like successful, has associates, like a whole team, and she wants to start doing YouTube videos for her business. And then also though, like, so for education, but then also for her clients. So I taught her how to do it. And then I'm like, here's the VA. Like, I sent her the, you guys' link. She learns how to do it, and then the VA can implement it. So that's also another way that you can start using a VA. Where do you find the right virtual assistant?
There are so many options out there. I really recommend, if you're somebody who's like, listen, I just want to pull somebody in and get some help, then you probably want to have a few thoughts before hiring. Like, what are qualities that are important to you? How do you communicate? So like, if you're somebody who really loves list and like has high attention to detail, like you're going to want somebody who's really supportive of that. If you're an entrepreneur that's like, here's the deal, I have 3 kids and I'm all over the place, so like, I'm going to come in with an idea, I'm really fast paced.
Or I want to text.
Yes, I want to text, or I don't use weird tech platforms. So like, don't invite me to your Slack channel. But like, you know, like, I don't know, be really clear on like what you expect as much as you can, because you're just getting into it. Be really clear on like what you expect communication wise, right? And like how you operate. If you get really clear on yourself, then you can find somebody that's going to complement that. And going to an agency like myself, that's a big benefit from working with an agency versus going directly and hiring like just one VA on your team, is because we really hear you. We are able to provide you with a VA that can support you, and we manage it along the way. So if your needs change, or we're seeing something where we can help and educate the VA on the back end, and you're protected. Also, life happens all the time, right? So, you know, I've been blessed to have VAs that have been with me for years. I have also worked with VAs who, you know, do this for 6 months and leave. Things are always changing in the world, right? So being able to work with an agency and know, like, not all that knowledge is lost, where it's documented and we can quickly fill that spot. You don't have to create a new contract, hire, search, go all these different places, is huge. For my clients who are like, I am very successful, I've done this for a long time, I want to bring somebody in and I want them to be on my team long-term, then you're really looking for a VA who, you know, I always ask our potential hires, like, where do you see your business in 10 years? Like, are you looking to get into the education space yourself? Are you looking to grow? Like, what are your time zones? What are your general working hours? How do you best communicate? Like, what can I expect for turnaround? Do you have young kids? So like, after 4 o'clock, things shut down. Like, those are important things to kind of ask for. You can go to somebody that you know and see if they're working with a VA and they can refer you. I think referrals are the bread and butter of business. You can go into Facebook groups online. You can also go onto other people's social media, although I will give a little shout out and disclaimer for service providers. Usually we're so busy taking care of other people, we're not taking care of our social media accounts as much. But really just get clear, hire, and just try to find somebody that's a good fit with your personality. The rest will shake itself out. And sometimes, you know, you hire somebody and it doesn't quite work out, just like sometimes we go to a restaurant and it's not the best meal, right? But just really keeping an open mind and knowing that the first like 90 days is like a good integration period where you're going to learn each other and you're going to grow, and that's going to benefit you tenfold. I know I always hear people say like, well, I'm kind of scared to hire because I'm going to have to show you, I might as well just do the work myself. But could you imagine laying out the instructions one time and then somebody does that for you 50 times in a month? Like, how much have you saved?
you're not hiring somebody who you have to really train repeatedly. You're hiring somebody who is versed in all these different platforms. You are just showing them how you do it, and then they can adjust it to be more efficient. You're not having to get them familiar with the back end of Facebook Business Manager or...
No, I agree. Yeah. Like, you definitely are getting the expertise. And so that's where, when you're hiring somebody, I think it's clear if you know somebody that you're going, that knows what they're talking about. And I think that they should be presenting you with ideas. Like, I don't ever think I get off of a discovery call with a potential client, I didn't present something they weren't thinking about, right? Because that's my part, my half. So I think that's really important. And then understanding that, you know, then there's VAs are definitely go-getters. So like, maybe they know 16 CRM systems, but they don't know HoneyBook. They're going to be able to go in and figure out, they're going to be resourceful. You're not going to be billed for that. Like, they're going to be savvy. And I think that's really important. And I think that's how we really like attune to our clients, is we're really finding people who are well-educated in this online space, who have experience. And if they don't, if we hire somebody that we're just really passionate about working with, and they don't necessarily have a ton of experience in the online space, we bring them in under Belco and have them do tasks for us first. And they learn that way before they go client facing. So I think that that's like a big piece of this too, is just making sure whoever you're hiring has some experience, has some of the qualities that you're looking for that you know would be a good fit for you, or you think would be a good fit with working with you. And then just having the understanding that you guys are, it's all figure outable, and you're going to figure it out together. And like everything else, it's going to build your business to be more efficient and grow and scale, which is what we're all looking for.
What do you do if you get ghosted by a virtual assistant? This would just be in the sense of you are hiring out an individual, you found them on Facebook or posted about it, got a referral, you're not with an agency. What the heck do you do?
I know, that can be so scary. If you have been on the online space, you might've heard some of the horror stories or posted Facebook group that they found somebody and then they were gone. They've just disappeared. It happens in every industry, right? Somebody's, you know, not everybody understands and can maintain the pressure of all of this. And it does happen. What I would recommend, and again, this is why I speak so in volumes to going to somebody you know and getting a referral, working with somebody who's reputable. Some of the things, number one, if you ever get ghosted by somebody, know that there is recourse, right? I always recommend paying with PayPal or a credit card. Obviously, you never would want to be unethical, but if somebody just disappears, you want to be able to dispute the charge if you're paying up front. I think that's really important. I also think that really looking to prevent yourself from being ghosted, really looking on the forefront of things, do they have a website or like some sort of profile? Do they have testimonials, or can they speak to people that they've worked with? People aren't always reaching out to my testimonials per se, but they can go on my website, view my portfolio, see that these are people in business, go look at their website and see the work that we've done. I also recommend paying attention to like how you booked your call with them, how they sent you your contract, your invoice. If you don't get a contract from them, they just send you a PayPal invoice, there was no real onboarding process, you know, that would make me skeptical. You really want to make sure you have someone who's efficient and has these things in place. So I always say, look at like the preliminary before you work with them. And then the onboarding time period, just being really clear with communication. But definitely if somebody ghosts you, I always recommend emailing them, reaching out to them on social media and asking for them to contact you. You don't have to like shame them. You don't have to post anything negative on their wall. You can just literally say like, hey, get in contact with me, and then draft an official email, and then you have that recourse. There is protection for you out there. And unfortunately, it does sometimes happen. But if we're doing our homework, we know what we can do for recourse. And then we're just paying attention to who we're working with and really finding and doing the research on them, then, you know, it's not something you should have to worry about too often.
Let's talk about Belco Virtual Solutions, which is your agency, what I've been with for 2.5 years, almost 3 years. I know there's a code that I think it's just my name, Jessica or Jessica Whitaker, whichever you can write in, and then you'll get a discount as well. But let's maybe talk about that.
Yeah. So I started Belco Virtual Solutions in 2019. I started as a VA myself and realized that I love the strategy behind helping clients. And I was only one person who could only do so much, right? Speaks to the tone of this episode. I also found myself surrounded with amazing VAs, like all over, who weren't quite sure how to do the lead generation, how to land the clients. They were just confident that they wanted to do the work. So I really focus on hiring individuals who want to work from home. They want the flexibility of running their own business, but they don't necessarily want to deal with the client onboarding, the systems, the processes, and all those other pieces that come with it. And so I've built a team of 27 VAs on our administrative side and project management side. We really focus on managing the people, so you don't have to hire managing the people, you hire to manage the things, right? And you can really get the freedom and space of hiring a service provider. And we work social media, we do administrative services, we do client care, we do tech, we do online courses that we help you build emails, opt-ins and landing pages and PDFs and eBooks and all that good stuff. You can go onto our website. You can see the different services that we offer. You can pick and choose what services will work for you. And yes, or if you're referred by Jessica, you reference this podcast episode, you get 10% off your first package.
What should an entrepreneur, let's just say, what should a photographer expect when hiring a virtual assistant?
What you can expect when hiring a virtual assistant working with Belco is that you're going to come in right off the bat and we're going to help you outsource your tasks. We're going to help you collectively get it together, so you don't have to have a whole plan in place, handhold you through the process of hiring your first VA or hiring somebody new on your team. So we're going to initially set up a kickoff call where we'll go over kind of your loose priorities, and then you're going to get a welcome letter. And in that welcome letter, it's going to outline like all of our timing. We have a 2-hour turnaround for a virtual nod. So not that all tasks are done within 2 hours, but if you communicate a task within 2 hours, we're going to acknowledge it, let you know we've received it and when you could expect it back. And that can vary depending on the task. Sometimes it's same day, you know, sometimes it's a bigger project. And so we'll give you a forecasted date for that. And again, you're going to be working with one specific VA. Now, let's just say you have a VA and they're not necessarily well-versed in video editing, but they can do all the other things for you. We do have a video editor on our team, so they can pass the task to the video editor, receive the task back. They understand your brand, your tonality, your business. So they're going to proof it before it even makes it to you to make sure that it's like in alignment with everything else, and then deliver it. So you also get like the reach of a team without having to work with a ton of people, which is great. That's kind of our business model now. We also will take your routine tasks. So we help you kind of separate what are some one-off things that you want done? And what are some things like every morning you want your customer service email checked, every, you know, week you want to make sure that the orders went out and there's tracking numbers for them. And that's added to your Trello board, like whatever routine things that you use, we're going to help you identify those and put those in place. And don't worry, as you move forward with your VA, that list can decrease or it can grow. And then we're going to have a safe way for you to share your passwords. We're going to be able to collect your branding. We're going to pull all the information that we need from you in order to get started. So you don't have to put a bunch of thought into that, because I think that can be really overwhelming for people as well. You're going to be able to navigate it. You can expect to have somebody behind you and then my operations manager and me behind them to really have the support that you need and a way to get started. And then once you get going, you and your VA will work together and it just becomes like volleyball. Like you're just volleying off each other. It becomes really comfortable. And I think that's really, really important for our clients, getting started on the right foot, having a plan of action and seeing that through. We also, for most of our clients in the beginning, at least, we do weekly reports. So we'll let you know what's been completed, what we're working on next, and what we need from you. Sometimes, especially in busy season, it can be really hectic. There's a lot of back and forth getting things finalized. So you can always count on that report at the end of the week to make it really clear for you of like what's accomplished, where we're at with the next items, and what you need to do and what your part is.
I love that. Let's say somebody is a wedding photographer. They have been doing everything on their own. Maybe they've had a couple courses. Can a VA come in? Like, let's say somebody does a coaching call with me and they want to know like how they should optimize their site. They take notes and then they can send that Loom video and the notes to the VA to then implement.
Exactly.
And then like customize and say, okay, I agree with this, or actually want to keep this. She said to adjust. So it's like all the implementation. So what tasks should you start outsourcing first?
I would recommend outsourcing two things: a routine task that you do all the time that you no longer want on your plate. So granting everybody into your Facebook group, something like that, that's simple, straightforward. So you can get a feel for your VA and like feel the relief. So like activate something in your brain that helps you to outsource more. And then a project that you have had sitting on the back burner. Could you imagine if you wanted to put out, you know, a checklist or ebook and you assigned it, went to sleep, worked the next day, and by the time you were home, it was done? Because that is what it's like having a service provider, giving them a little bit of direction, telling them what you're looking for, leaving it with them and coming back to it complete.
I just think it's money well spent versus more online courses. And I do love online courses and paid education, right? But it's just, if you're just beginning out, I don't know if it's going to be the perfect thing for you to invest in if you have all these other things on the back burner of your business that you've been procrastinating in. It's just one more thing to add to your plate and more things to implement. And so it really can be a smarter way to spend, especially as we approach slow season and more courses will be coming out. You know, so, okay, how do you properly then outsource a task?
Yes. So I want you to sit down with your task list. I want you to, and actually, Jessica, I will send you these two things so that you can provide it to your audience at no cost. But I want to give them a template. I want you to list three things that you're going to outsource. Okay. And let's say your first thing is creating your social media graphics for your sale next month or whatever you're promoting. Okay. And you need 4 graphics. So I want you to think, like, what would you need for that? What are the details of the sale? What is maybe one example of a design that you've loved, your social media links and your brand kit? Like, give them those 4 things. That's all they need to get started. Now you're going to get them going on that task. So just think of, like, oh, I'm going to log into something. That's a step the VA would need. Oh, they need to know that I tag it this way, or I like to set it up like this. Maybe, like, if you manage your email, great, I want you to go in and find the inquiries, and then I want you to move them to the inquiry folder. Like, just kind of baby step, think about what they would need. What's really awesome about that too, again, I just want to reiterate that, like, think about it. Now that you've given them the outline, you've given them the branding kit, every sale you have this year, they can do, and they don't need any additional information except for what's going to be on the sale. Like, you've just out so many different pieces in one step. So be really clear of mapping out what you would need to accomplish the task, and trust that your VA, if they need something, if they need clarity, they will ask you timely. And then you'll get the finished result. And the best thing is, if you're somebody who's a little bit scared to outsource and let other people get involved, you can always make changes. Like, nothing's final. You can lean in, maybe you would use a word differently, or you would use this type of image or whatever that looks like. And it's really important to you. Like, then your VA will be able to support you once it's done. And then poof, it'll be out into the world, landing you sales or taking it off your plate as you're doing all the other money-making activities in your business.
Yes. I mean, I can just think of the first task that you could offload to your VA is having them properly, like, set up your CRM, your HoneyBook, your Dubsado, whatever, creating a welcome guide, if that's something you wanted to do or you have drafted. I mean, there's so many different realms. Oh my gosh, Tamber, this episode is just going to be such an incredible resource that I'm going to be sending to my group chats with my peers. Where can everybody find information about how to maybe book a discovery call or just a big list of the tasks that can be offered? I'll definitely have those 2 resources linked down below. What were they again?
So I'm going to give you guys a priority task list and a routine task list. So you just have one place where you can fill it out and get it off your brain. It's like getting a new planner. It makes it really easy and fresh, and you can get it done and get it assigned. And then you can find us at Belco_virtual_solutions on Instagram, or you can go to belcovirtual.solutions to our website, yes.solutions.com. And right at the top corner, you can book a discovery call. There's a place to put Jessica's name as the referral, or when we get on the call, you can let me know that you heard this podcast. And the best part is, you will be dealing directly with me from the start. So I look forward to having a chat with you. We can dive deeper into your needs and find a solution that works for you.
It's going to be so game-changing to so many people wherever they're at in their business. And I also just love the price point. I love that you can do smaller hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, and then grow, and that it's flexible, and the possibilities of what they can do are endless. So thank you so much, Tamber, for coming on and sharing. This is an episode I've wanted to do for so long. And when I was first planning out season 2 of the podcast, I was like, okay, I need to have an episode with Tamber, because this is something that I get tired of repeating to my friends over and over.
You can send them the link.
I'm like, let's just automate this process as well.
Yes, I love that. And you know, it's so huge. I really appreciate you having me on. I'm so excited to help educate and help people understand how to work with a virtual assistant. And there's just so many amazing VAs. I would be nowhere near where I am without my fabulous team. So we would love to bring you in, give you that experience, and work with you wherever your business is at and help you while you grow.
Thank you so much, Tamber.
Thanks for listening to the Build and Bloom podcast. If you love the show, leave us a review on iTunes to keep it running. This also helps other photographers to find this free resource. Looking for more? Join over 60,000 photographers in the Build and Bloom Facebook group. Just search for Build and Bloom in Facebook groups to join in the encouraging and empowering community. You can also find Jessica's tutorials and tools on YouTube and Instagram at Jessica Whittaker, and show notes and further resources on her website, jessicawhittaker.co. Thanks for spending time here. Catch you in the next episode.